Proclamation number 7385 of 4th of August, 1959. The Most Holy Name of Jesus. Redemption. In Jesus lies all the salvation of the world, in whom all souls find redemption, in whom rests all bliss, all happiness for eternity. In His name, therefore, you humans find deliverance from the adversary. Whoever calls upon Him will be set free, no matter how much he is bound beforehand. The name of Jesus is the strength which solves everything, to which nothing is impossible and which overcomes everything that opposes it. And you should call upon this name of Jesus when you feel oppressed by the evil spirit which wants to pull you into the depth. And you will feel that you will be released from it, for Jesus comes to everyone who calls upon Him because He has the right to his soul as soon as it desires Him. He bought this right with His blood, with His death on the cross, with His torments and sufferings which were immeasurable and therefore also redeemed immeasurable guilt, so that your souls became free from this guilt and thus find redemption with Jesus Christ if only you surrender to Him and want to accept redemption from Him. Then the shackles will be broken which the adversary had imposed on you when he dragged you down into the abyss. Then he will have to release you and you will be able to escape his control, for your guilt of sin has been paid. Jesus Christ Himself has paid the purchase price for your souls. Jesus Christ Himself has accomplished the work of salvation for all people of the past, present and future. And there is therefore a sure help out of every affliction of a spiritual nature by calling upon the name of Jesus in spirit and truth. Then every evil spirit which continually tries to oppress you must give way. It must give way before the power of the one to whom the soul belongs through the call and who will now also free it from its oppressor. For he no longer has any right to the soul which calls for Jesus Christ. Bear in mind that you only need to hand yourselves over to the one who redeemed you from sin and death, who took all the pain upon himself that a human being was only capable of bearing in order to pay the guilt of sin for you, in order to relieve you of the suffering and pain which was the result of this great guilt of sin and would have remained eternally had the man Jesus not accomplished this act of salvation out of love. Love for the oppressed people drove him to this work, and love also hears every call today which comes to him from a tormented heart, which begs him for help against the enemy. He will comply with him. He will grant help and displace the enemy. He will only ever grant peace where previously there was unrest and fear. He will truly redeem the human being from his tormentor who desires redemption. For as long as the human being dwells on earth, the enemy will not give up his endeavor to win him back if he believes him lost for himself, or to hold him fast if he has not yet found redemption through Jesus Christ. He always pursues the human being but in vain where the name of Jesus is held out to him, whom he flees and releases his victim because he has recognized his overcomer in Jesus and cannot oppose him. You only need to hold on to Jesus Christ in every adversity of the body and soul, and all hardship will pass away, and joy and peace will return to the heart which calls out in spirit and in truth for the one who redeemed people from sin and death. Amen.